Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my last guest today is City Manager Rory Watt, and Mayor Weldon may join us. But hello, Rory, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, thanks. Keeping up with the show allows me to kind of get out of the house and get into the studio every once in a while, which I appreciate. And we are social distancing and keeping up with disinfecting and self, we're isolating as well as we could. We're all in different studios.
Yeah. So it's you know, we're talking about coronavirus all the time because it's incredibly important. And, you know, doing it from the office over cell phone and doing our appropriate social distancing makes it a little bulky. But, you know, I think that's the reality that we're in, and people just got to bear with us a little bit.
Indeed, indeed. Well, you're here for our daily update on COVID-19 and CPJ operations and daily life. So what is new this afternoon?
So this afternoon, we're still holding at two cases in Juneau. A couple of people have reached out and asked, and they said, are they quarantining? Yes. So one of them, I understand, is quarantining at home, and one is at the hospital receiving care. So they're not in the community, and we've got two. This is the time of day when Department of Health and Social Services starts to advise communities on positive tests statewide. So we haven't heard anything yet today. So we're just at two. But if you watch the governor's press conferences and listen to Dr. Zink, I mean, Dr. Zink's pretty clear. She tells you, assume that you have the coronavirus. Assume that your neighbor has it. And then do the simple stuff. I mean, we've been pounding it, but really is simple. 6 feet away, wash your hands, healthy hand hygiene, clean surfaces. And I know people are tired of it, but we just have to keep reminding. And I think that's a good way to think about it is if you follow Dr. Zink's languages, I mean, she said last night, you know, the virus needs us to move around. So without people, the virus can't move around. So I think that's an interesting way to think about it and maybe portrays a different image to us.
Those are all great things to keep in mind. I appreciate that. And yes, we all still need the reminders, and we all still need to be washing our hands and keeping up with all these practices. So you mentioned the governor's press conference. Those have been just about daily from what I've understood and from what I've been following along with. So will there be one today, and what time will that be?
I think there is. I haven't seen the time on it. They're usually around 5 o'clock. I can give you a little bit of the summary. So the governor clarified some information last night on Health Mandate 9, which is about gatherings, and Health Mandate 10, which is about travel. So you probably need to read that information. But and we, of course, have the city's hunker down order. And I really, you know, Dr. Zink was and the governor were talking the same way last night that we're trying to talk about hunker down. A lot of the questions we get are, do I have to do this or do I have an exception? That's really the wrong place to start. The place to start is the assembly, the governor, Dr. Zink, we're all saying the same thing. Stay home as much as possible. That's where you really have to start. Stay home as much as possible. And we understand that, you know, you have to go grocery shopping. We understand that there are critical things that have to happen. But people who are starting with the where is the exemption, that's really the wrong way to go about it. I mean, it's how do I support the philosophical goal of limiting the spread? I think that's probably the most important message that I've been working on today, and that we're all in it together. And I think, you know, Dr. Zink's message of the virus needs people to move about. And so if we stay on that message, I think that's the best we can. With regard to travelers, we're still doing the temperature, voluntary temperature check at the airport. Airport travel's way down. I think we're seeing 18-19% of normal aviation traffic, and around 80% of the people are getting voluntary temperature checks. So I think that's great, shows good cooperation. There's also a declaration form. So you'll be given the declaration form advising you of your mandatory 14-day quarantine, and you need to fill it out. And the governor has put some pretty hefty penalties on that. You don't do your quarantine, up to $25,000 or a year in jail. That's how serious the governor is. So that's probably the latest on travel. And then for gatherings, you know, no more than 10 people in a group and 6 feet apart. And Dr. Zink was pretty clear last night. She really pushed that message hard. And so people that are interested can go to the state webpage and watch the live stream. And she got asked a bunch of different ways on how she felt about it. And she was very, very clear, as was the governor. So health mandates from the state, further clarification. But for individuals, it really is, you know, you can read and read and read. So if you want the simple, social distancing and good sanitation.
And the CBJ Assembly has another meeting scheduled for this Thursday, 7 p.m. Is that correct?
That's correct. So we've got a meeting tomorrow night. The Assembly really wants to follow this closely and make sure that they're making all of the policy decisions and make sure that we're getting information out to the public enough. I think we've done a pretty good job on the radio, but we're still concerned that maybe we're not hitting all the audiences. So we're trying to step up the effort on social media. We've got a Hunker Down flyer that's going to get mailed out to everybody in the mail in the borough. I think there were, 12,000 flyers. So we're trying to get to all audiences. And one of the things that I've seen in the national news and from Dr. Zink is young people, young, healthy people are disproportionately spreading the virus, and young, healthy people will disproportionately feel the most severe impacts of the virus. So we really need young people to get on the message. And, you know, I think that's anybody under 50. I'm going to call young. I'm not quite in that category. I wish I was.
City Manager Rory Watt, thank you for reiterating all those really important points, for telling us what Dr. Zink said, for those who didn't hear it or read it somewhere else. I really appreciate that. And best of luck spreading the word. I think you guys are on the right track there, working with social media and doing some mailings. And it sounds like the city and the state are supporting each other.
Yep. And the Assembly is working hard, trying to figure out all the details. So you don't have to. All you have to do is wash your hands and stay separate.
All right.
And hunker down.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add while you're on the line with us today?
Taking care of yourself takes care of our community.
Excellent. All right. That's simple and easy to remember and easy to do. City Manager Rory Watt, thanks again for speaking with me today, and we will speak to you again tomorrow.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.